Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. After the U.S. Supreme Court denied Apple's appeal in its ongoing legal battle with Epic Games, Apple has some changes coming to its App Store guidelines to comply. The company previously prohibited developers from linking to alternative payment systems in their apps. Now developers can, as long as the app also offers purchases through Apple's own in-app purchase system. The new guidelines also say developers can apply for an entitlement to include buttons or links directing users to out-of-app purchasing mechanisms in the US-based iOS or iPadOS app store. But Apple will charge a 12% commission on purchases made through alternative payment platforms for members of the App Store Small Business Program and 27% for other apps. This applies to purchases made within 7 days after a user taps on an external purchase link and continues from the system disclosure sheet to an external website, so says Apple. Devs will also have to provide accounting of qualifying out-of-app purchases and remit the appropriate commissions, with Apple having auditing rights. Pre-orders for the Apple Vision Pro headset open on Friday. Ahead of this, Apple announced Apple Immersive Video and viewing environments on the Disney Plus app, and some publications who got the headset early have posted some initial reviews. Engadget's Dana Wallman and Sherilyn Lowe both said they initially had issues getting a proper fit, but with various strap and tightening options, they got there. Lowe also liked the floating keyboard experience, though Wallman said it was lackluster for extended use. Both said they thought that Vision Pro was the best of breed in VR experiences, but noted the price tag will be a tough sell for many. Meanwhile, 9to5 Mac notes that official FCC filings say the Vision Pro doesn't support ultra-wideband, or UWB, and Wi-Fi 6E or 7 chips due to the hardware being developed around the M2 chip. Apple Vision Pro will ship with Wi-Fi 6 support instead. The company uses UWB inside AirTags, iPhones, and Apple Watches currently. WhatsApp is expanding its channel features with voice updates, polls, and additional admins. Channel owners can now voice updates to followers, with WhatsApp noting that its 2 billion user base also sends 7 billion voice messages daily. Channel updates can now also be shared to a personal WhatsApp status, which is the chat app's stories feature. Instagram has a similar feature to let users add posts from channels to their stories. After Google agreed to pay $5 billion to settle a lawsuit from 2020 over how it tracked users' activity in Chrome incognito mode, it's now updating the incognito mode disclaimer to reflect its data collection practices. It's now live in the canary version of Chrome on Android, Windows, and other platforms, which MS Power User noted. The new DJI Mic 2, a 2.4 gigahertz wireless audio set that offers two transmitters, one receiver, and a metal charging case, was announced on Wednesday. Each transmitter has 8 gigabyte of built-in storage and offers up to 32-bit floating audio recording or 24-bit with a -6 dB safety track, and transmitters can connect directly to phones and other DJI cameras using Bluetooth. The receiver also works with USB-C and lightning adapters or a 3.5mm analog output cable, and it is $349 all in. Amazon announced the ability to create AI-generated images for U.S. users who have second-generation Fire TV Stick 4K Max and Fire TV Omni QLED series devices. Amazon's Titan image generator is behind it, which the company announced during its AWS reInvent 2023 conference back in November. The Titan model takes a written prompt, turns that text into an image, but in this use case, the Fire TV AI feature is triggered by speaking to Amazon's assistant with the TV remote, letting users create images using their own voice. Alphabet's Wing division announced a new lineup of larger drones with more payload capability, starting with one that can handle up to 5 pounds without sacrificing range. Wing says this has enough battery power to complete 12 miles round trip while cruising at up to 65 miles per hour. Wing says that will let customers place orders for more items at once, available where Wing operates within the next 12 months. And finally, Notion has launched a standalone calendar service after acquiring the calendar app Cron back in 2022. Notion Calendar is now a free version of the productivity tool with Cron built in, with support for Mac, Windows, iOS, and on the web, with an Android app also in the works. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.